The Coram Deo Church community is a missional church rooted in historic biblical Christianity and committed to engaging an ever-changing culture. We hope this message spurs you towards spiritual formation and mission and helps you delight in Christ alone. Thanks for listening.
Big celebration coming up this Tuesday. Our city loves this holiday, and actually we love this holiday a lot here at Coram Deo, but maybe for different reasons than you might expect. Here's the deal. St. Patrick, contrary to popular perception, was not a drunken leprechaun who liked to chase snakes. St. Patrick was actually a real live man who lived in the 5th century, and by radical faith and trust in God, actually impacted millions of people for the sake of Jesus Christ. It's a story that we like to tell again and again this time of year, just because it strengthens our faith, strengthens our faith too, I guess, but strengthens our faith. And just helps us celebrate. So here's the story of St. Patrick in a nutshell. St. Patrick grew up in the southern part of England until he was a teenager, at which point he was captured by Irish pirates. I didn't know Irish pirates were a thing, but they were. They captured him, kidnapped him, took him back to Ireland where he worked as a slave. Now, you've heard Paul in the book of Titus talk about the Cretans and how bad of guys they were. I've been reading up on the 5th century Irish, and they were just as bad, if not worse. They were brutal, pagan, did not have a good reputation at all. Patrick was in a bad place, being stuck as a slave in Ireland. But it was during this time that God actually saved him. While he was a slave, he trusted in Jesus for the first time. He committed to following Jesus no matter what his circumstances were and started growing in the faith. 6 years after he was captured, he actually found a way out. He escaped slavery, made it all the way back to England, and he began devoting the rest of his life to the study of Scripture and working as a pastor in God's church. And it was actually 25 years later. You think the story's over. He's escaped this bad chapter in his life, and he's on to the next thing. He's living a great life, but God has different plans. God, through a series of dreams, actually convinces Patrick that he needs to go back, find the people who enslaved him, and proclaim the gospel to them. And so Patrick, just obeying this radical call from God, decides to go back to Ireland. And he takes pride in reaching the furthest corners of this island with the gospel. All the places the Christians said were a lost cause, those people will never respond to the message. It's too dangerous, don't do it. He went there, and he proclaimed Jesus to them. I think it's interesting, too. I think sometimes we think when he's saved, he's probably just got this naive, happy-go-lucky Christianity. He's just kind of going out there, and he got lucky that he didn't get killed. But here's what St. Patrick had to say as he reflected on his own existence at that time. He said, "Daily I expect to be murdered or betrayed or reduced to slavery if the occasion arises. But I fear nothing because of the promises of heaven." So he's got this radical trust and faith that God is going to be good to him no matter what the circumstances, even death. And so he takes that faith in God and he combines it with his deep love of the people he's trying to reach. And he becomes famous for finding ways to contextualize the gospel, to make the message of Jesus clear to people who have no education and no religious background. And sure enough, pretty soon he's baptizing thousands of people. Within decades, in this pagan, brutal nation, a flourishing church starts to emerge. And before long, you have a whole nation that is known for its affiliation with the church, with its faith in God. Now, this is a radical change simply because the Holy Spirit converted him and he was faithful. I mean, we tell this story just because it strengthens our faith. And we get to see the power of the gospel at work. God says that the gospel is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes. And so we see the gospel change one slave. And then 25 years later, it sends that slave back to love the very people who were his enemies. And then we watch the gospel bear fruit and grow in the nation of Ireland. I mean, it's amazing. It's great because it causes us then to dream big, right? To trust more in the power of the gospel. Because of this story, we have more license to dream about what's going to go on in our living room during GC. Man, maybe somebody's going to get saved. Man, maybe our GC is going to grow and multiply and bless others. Maybe our neighborhoods and our schools and our city and our state and our region and beyond is going to see more life in Christ. So we can dream big. But I think it also instructs us to aim short, aim small, aim for a narrow target that's a lot closer to us. What we really need to live a sort of a life is the faith that Patrick had. This trust that Jesus has saved us and made us his. And also that he's going to protect us in any circumstance. That we might say, daily we expect to be murdered or betrayed or reduced to slavery if the occasion arises, but we fear nothing because of the promises of heaven. It's a great story. It's a great example of faith, and it just reminds us that God's powerful, that he's done this in the past, and he's going to do it again in the future. So all that to say, St. Patrick's Day, Tuesday, celebrate well. If it's your thing, have a green beer, drink a Guinness, but don't toast to getting drunk. Toast to St. Patrick. Toast to the power of the Holy Spirit to bring new life in Jesus Christ.